What is the purpose? What do you hope to achieve with this meeting?
Well, really, we wanted always to meet His Holiness to encourage this initiative. The group is composed from Muslims, Jews, Druze, Christians, Catholic and Protestant all together. Well, in these cases, our normal speech is to say that everything is okay, that we are more or less agreed in everything, that we'll do our best to encourage our faithful for more peace, more meeting, and so on. I'm sure that this group, a religious council in Israel, is not done to deal with national or international issues. It is more or less to help to solve our local problems between Druze and Muslims and Christians, just small local problems. And at the same time, I confess that still we have many problems that we can solve between us without going to violence, going to the court, and so on.
Can you give us some examples of the kind of issues that this council is dealing with on a regular basis?
Well, when there is a misunderstanding between the communities, when there is an attack, when there is a violation of rights for land, for houses, especially in Galilee, we will never lose the occasion to create problems. All the time there are something wrong. And that's why we can, I think, according to this, to our good relationship between the leaders can interfere with their faithful just in an administrative way to avoid more problems and to solve peace between families, especially families. Often when there is a problem about land and houses and borders, in these cases, yeah, small cases.
Looking at the broader political scene and the involvement of the Catholic community there, what do you see as the current concerns that you're bringing here to discuss with the Pope and with other leaders in the Vatican?
Well, I don't think that we came here to discuss problems, just to give the voice that we exist there. It is just to encourage us to say that religions are done for peace, and as religious leaders, we have to go on this path, not to be afraid, not to be discouraged, knowing, but in the same time, our limits, because religious leaders, without the politic, we are unable to change anything. We need political decisions. We are not political deciders, but as religious leaders, at least we can pray, we can hope, we can encourage people. It is more this dimension, human dimension, spiritual dimension than political one.
The recent request for Palestinian statehood at the United Nations, how was that experience there in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land? What kind of effect has that had on your community?
Well, it depends of which community you are speaking about. For the Israelis, they were happy. For the Palestinians, we were unhappy. We, a Christian religious, we delivered a statement to say we encourage this full membership statehood. We encourage this, saying at the same time the recognition or not recognition of the state doesn't mean that we will stop negotiations. We have to go on negotiations. But from the other side, we have to stop construction, building, settlement, and so on. We cannot go with this spirit, I can say, arrogance, relying absolutely on our power and our force. But we encourage the statehood so they can discuss with equal rights, equal forces, maybe. Yeah.
Looking at the broader context there with the Arab Spring and the protests that have spread right across the region, how is that affecting the mentality of people there in the occupied territories?
Well, if you remember, we can imagine a small link between our synod and what we ask our people to be aware of their citizenship, to ask for more dignity, more consciousness, more sense of belonging to the land. And there is a small link between this and the manifestations and the bid of these young people for more dignity, more work, more freedom of movement and so on. So in one way, we encourage this movement, and I think that this uprising is coming, and there is no state immune of this movement. So I think the leaders, political leaders, they must be ready, help and ready to prepare the ground for this movement. Otherwise, it will come with more violence. If it comes smooth, it could be better for them and for us, for everybody.
What do you expect from the international community at the moment? What kind of support are you looking for today?
Well, I think they have a role in all these events. Nobody is living alone for himself. The international connections and links, they are there. We need them. They need us. I wait from them to be more awareness, first of all, about our existence as Christians. They cannot make politics forgetting our existence and our preoccupation and our fears and our hopes. It would be nice if they ask us sometime, from time to time, what they can do with us, what we can do with them, with their collaboration. I wait more collaboration from the international community, more to be more involved, for more advocacy for peace, normal life, and that does not come till now.